Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm beginning to see in this Tuesday afternoon. People are freaking out with the rain. We just went through a damn storm. I mean, why are you freaking out over the rain? God, traffic backed up and built up. It's just a little rain. Don't freak out. People driving 40 miles an hour on the interstate. Now, look, I don't want people to speed and go crazy. You got to be careful, but sometimes you can be so careful that you really cause a problem. But, yeah, I was just kind of amazed. Just coming in from West End, some heavy rain, but people are just freaking out. I'm Scoot on the air. We have a lot to talk about on this Tuesday afternoon. And, look, it's Tuesday already, so it's almost the weekend. Hey, last night on Monday Night Football, man, the Eagles did what the Saints have done so many times. A minute 39 left in the game. The Eagles relaxed. Saquon Barkley dropped a pass. Let the Falcons come back to win. Now, I hated that the Falcons won because they're in our division. That's not good. But the Falcons are 1-1, so we're still ahead of them at 2-0. But I kind of think it might be good that the Eagles kind of fell apart, because they're going to have a short week. Maybe there's going to be some inside bickering among team members. Maybe they're going to question themselves. I mean, there is that possibility. There's also the possibility that they're going to be really PO'd and they're going to come on strong against the Saints Sunday afternoon. But I'm kind of thinking that the Eagles may be questioning themselves. And, man, if the Saints come out and get on top right away, that's going to be really awesome. So, yeah, I just thought that was kind of a shame that the Falcons ended up with a victory. But I don't know. It might turn out to be okay. But I just, you know, when the Eagles, you know, failed to make a first down, and when the Falcons got the ball back, and I guess they kicked a field goal, I guess I was just thinking, watch the Falcons come back and win. And they did. And it's just another reason to hate those guys, because they won. And, again, it was hard to watch it, but I think it might turn out to be good for the Saints. So anyway, you know, as the week goes on, we'll be talking more and more about the big Saints game with the Eagles this weekend in the Caesars Superdome. Okay, a lot to talk about. I think one of the prominent questions that's being asked right now is, who possesses a real threat to democracy in America? Is it Donald Trump or is it Kamala Harris? I wrote a blog about this. I think it's posted on the website, WWL.com. It should also be on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, where you can comment on it. And by the way, if you join me on Scoot on the Air Facebook, comment on what we comment on, and also comment on some of the comments. I'd like some of you to comment on some of the ridiculous comments that we get that are just based on zero information, zero facts, And you can kind of set the record straight with some of those people who are posting based on zero information. But anyway, we'll read some of those comments a little bit later. But there's a lot of, you know, conspiracy theories going around. And, you know, I know we're ramping up to the election. The election's coming up in November, early November. So there's not a lot of time. And the race is so close that each side is trying to do severe damage to the other side. So who do you think possesses a real threat to democracy? I purposely did not say who poses a bigger threat to democracy, because I'm not sure democracy is really that much threatened by the results of this presidential election. Whether Trump wins or Kamala Harris wins, I'm not sure democracy is really threatened. I think this is a fear tactic that is being used by the Harris side against Donald Trump. But as I wrote in a blog, there are a lot of reasons for Donald Trump to accept responsibility for giving the impression that he's a threat to democracy. And this this whole idea of, the pet thing, it might seem like a small thing, but it really is a microcosm of misinformation. It's a microcosm of the tendency to spread misinformation and for people to believe it. And I've got some interesting information that I found out yesterday after the show that I'm going to share with you this afternoon about the idea of illegal immigrants, eating pets. And it's really pretty fascinating. So last night, I didn't see all of it. I saw part of it. But on the Abby Phillips show on CNN, you know, I surf around to all the channels. It was like conspiracy theory night. And Scott Jennings is a Republican spokesperson on CNN. Scott Jennings has always been very, very sensible. Even in his support of Donald Trump, Scott Jennings has been very sensible. Scott Jennings is starting to become unhinged. He's kind of losing it. And it's like a lot of Trump supporters seem to be kind of losing it. And I don't know why. I mean, why is there this tendency to want to go overboard? I think they're nervous. I don't know who's going to win the election, and you don't either. You can hope Trump wins. You could hope Trump doesn't win and Harris wins, but we don't know who's going to win. We don't even know if the polls are accurate. Trump may be way ahead. Trump may be way behind. We really don't know if the people who are responding to the pollsters, if they're being honest. But, you know, last night on CNN, denialism came up again, and an interesting prediction for 2024. We'll talk about that. Look, Elon Musk is a genius. He really is. He's a genius. But I guess if you don't have to worry about money, and if you've done so many incredible things in your life, I guess you get to play with a play toy. And right now, X, formerly Twitter, is a play toy to Elon Musk. And he's using it to just kind of be part of the political process. And he's posting some really, like, stupid, stupid stuff. I don't have any love for Hillary Rodham Clinton. Never did. And in 2016, if you were listening to this show in 2016, you know that I was very critical of Hillary Clinton. Now, it's interesting that, you know, people hear what they want to hear. And me saying this, people, oh, that's not true. No, it's absolutely true. And there's no way you can prove me wrong. Because I was absolutely very critical of Hillary Clinton. And I understood that in 2016, Donald Trump represented moderate voters. As bad as he was in some ways, he wasn't as bad as he is today, but as bad as he was in some ways, Donald Trump represented, he represented a change from the status quo. And Hillary Clinton was the epitome of the status quo. And she had a lot of baggage with her. And that's why I was not surprised that she lost, even though the poll said that she was going to win. She represented the status quo at a time when America wanted change, and Donald Trump represented that change. So this was on a podcast. Hillary Clinton was talking about Taylor Swift's endorsement of Vice President Kamala Harris. And she was talking about what Elon Musk had posted. And Elon Musk posted on X, formerly Twitter, that he would like to give since she's childless, she has cats, but since she's childless, and since J.D. Vance has been critical of women who are childless in America, which is, of course, ridiculous, but Elon Musk posted that since she is childless, he said, I will essentially have a baby with her or forcibly have a baby with her. And Hillary Clinton responded, yeah, impregnate her, which, you know, is kind of a way of saying rape. So he's saying that he would give her a baby or forcibly impregnate her, which, of course, is rape. And in some places, they don't even want you to have an abortion based on rape. You think if Elon Musk raped Taylor Swift, she should have to have that baby? I don't think so. But anyway, I mean, it's not going to happen. But, I mean, that was just a dumb, stupid thing for him to say. Also, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine. He really should be named Mike DeWeeny, because that's what he is. He's a DeWeeny. He refuses to call out Donald Trump and J.D. Vance for spreading the rumors about Haitian immigrants eating pets in his own state, which just the other day he said was ridiculous. They were lies. Just the other day Sunday, he was on one of the news shows over the weekend, and he said it's not happening, it's not true. And then when he was pressed yesterday to call out Donald Trump, he wouldn't do it. So Mike DeWine is now Mike DeWeeny. I mean, come on, man. I mean, why are people afraid to stand up for what they believe in? I mean, even if you disagree with me or disagree with somebody else, don't you respect people who have the conviction to stand up for what they believe? Even if you disagree. I mean, here is just a spineless weenie who says, oh yeah, it's all a hoax, it's not happening, but won't call out Donald Trump for doing it. Why are these people so afraid of Donald Trump? I mean, he doesn't have a 100% record when it comes to endorsing people. So, you know, all of this is fascinating. And there's a Republican congressman, Byron Daniels. Byron Daniels was on CNN with Kate Baldwin, and they kind of got into it over this idea that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, and that's what caused a second alleged assassination attempt. Look, it's really cool that the shooter never had Donald Trump in his line of sight, and he never fired a shot. But it's still being investigated as an assassination attempt. But Byron Donalds, told Kate Baldwin on CNN that it's a lie that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. So let's have that conversation. Who poses a real threat to democracy in America? I mean, do you think either one of these candidates pose a real threat to democracy? I mean, even if there were another January 6th type event, even if Donald Trump did try to convince J.D. Vance, if Donald Trump wins, even if he did try to convince J.D. Vance that he should not certify the election, and J.D. Vance might go along with him. Mike Pence is a real man of God, and he couldn't bring himself to do it. So he told Donald Trump, you know, I'm not going to do it. Even though Donald Trump asked him to not certify the election, he went ahead and did it. So democracy won. I mean, I think no matter what, if Donald Trump for some reason wins and decided not to leave the White House, he would be taken from the White House. I mean, maybe kicking and screaming and crying like a baby, but he would be taken out of the White House. Maybe he will proudly walk out and say, I served my time and it's over. I can't predict that. But based on what happened before when he lost, there's reason to believe that he might put up a fight, a ridiculous fight, not based on any kind of facts or anything, about leaving the White House if he lost. But see, wait, he can't run again, right? All right, I got to get a correction on this. If Donald Trump Donald Trump would serve a second term. I don't think he can run for re-election.
No, you only get two terms.
So even
it's not consecutive.
Even now it's consecutive. Okay, two terms, even not consecutive. Thank you for that, Coleman. Ian is off today. Coleman is our studio producer. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We will get to your calls. We will get to your text coming up. Who poses a real threat to democracy in America, Trump or Harris? You know, we always hear lies from politicians, but it just seems like in this election cycle of 2024, we're hearing more lies from both sides. I'm Scoot on the air. Who do you think poses a real threat to democracy in America? Do you think it's Donald Trump? Do you think it's Kamala Harris? And why? Why do you think, if you think it's Donald Trump, why? If you think it's Kamala Harris, specifically, why is she a threat to democracy? I have enough faith in this country that I don't think either one is a real direct threat to democracy. And
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think both sides are using this to instill fear in people. Because what do you want to happen? You want democracy to continue. The idea that democracy might be threatened is enough to scare anybody into voting for somebody. Both sides are using it, but I think it's kind of a false issue. I mean, do you really think Donald Trump is a threat to democracy? I'm concerned. I have concerns if Donald Trump wins. I have concerns about his acceptance of the election. I have concerns about him wanting to rework the 25th Amendment. I have concerns about what he said about, hey, if you vote for me, don't worry about it. You're not going to have to vote anymore. Is he, and if he wins, is he going to change the system so that he can remain president even after his term is over? Yeah, I'm concerned about that. I don't think it's going to happen, but I am concerned. And I think if it got to that point, I think a lot of people who support him now would no longer support him. But is there a discussion to be had about which one of these candidates poses a real threat to democracy and why, or are neither one of them a threat to democracy? Donald Trump is pledging to deport Haitian immigrants from Ohio. and send him to Venezuela. They're Haitian. They're not even from Venezuela, but he wants to send him to Venezuela. They're here legally. So how can he do that? And so if they're here legally, and if the whole argument has been with the border, we don't want people to come into this country illegally. We don't have a problem, and I've heard this constantly, we don't have a problem with immigrants as long as they come in legally. Well, these Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, came in legally. So does anybody have a problem with them? Of course not. There's no problem with them. But do you want them deported? Some racist people might, because they're dark-skinned. But, I mean, that can't happen in America. So Donald Trump's pledge to deport Haitian immigrants, and then at another rally he said, it's going to be bloody. That and deporting all illegal immigrants is going to be a bloody story. So he's predicting violence. And this is what a lot of Americans are reacting to. They're reacting to the idea of violence. They won't admit that they want it, but some people are kind of bloodthirsty. Not everybody. And this is not all Republicans. This is not all conservatives. This is not all Trump voters. But some people are a bit bloodthirsty when it comes to people they don't like. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let me get to some of your text messages. Here's a text that says, the president cannot change the system. You feed into that. Well, I just said that I don't think Trump or Harris are a threat to democracy. So I'm really not sure what you're talking about there. I'd appreciate it if you'd actually listen to our show. Here is a text that says, who is a bigger threat? Harris? Easy. Number one, any party that advocates manipulating another co-equal branch is a bigger threat. Reference attacks on SOTUS, Supreme Court. Did Harris support the attacks on Supreme Court members? Supreme Court members should not be attacked. You may not like their rulings, but they shouldn't be attacked and their lives shouldn't be threatened. Here is a text that says there's one candidate who actively tried to blank on the Democratic foundation of an election. Harris hasn't done anything in her career that is a direct threat to democracy. Here's another comment. Scoot, I will tell you who still hasn't admitted that he lost the election and won't comment on accepting the coming results, and I'll tell you who is a threat to democracy. And that's from Sal. If you've got a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. From New Orleans, Daryl, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Scoot,
hello. All right, Daryl, you're kind of breaking up. So, yeah, go ahead. Daryl? Daryl, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm going to try to find a better connection over there.
Okay. All right, go ahead. We've got you now. Yeah, I got you now.
Scoot, that's a great question. Who is the greatest threat to democracy? And Scoot, it's hands down, it's Donald Trump.
Why?
But he's an insurrectionist, Scoot. He's telling us he does not have any respect for the Constitution. He's a threat. He already tried to overthrow the election. He peddles lies. He's a serial liar. He is a convicted felon. He is a rapist. He's a fraudster. And then, Scoot, he's a serial liar who loves dictators. And he wants to be one. And he even told us, if I win, I will be a dictator on day one. And I'll put all of my enemies in prison. That sounds just like Putin. Just like him.
Yeah,
and the greatest threat?
He He did say that. I think he took it back, but he did say it. I believe that Donald Trump would like to be a dictator. We don't allow that in this country, but I believe that he would like to be a dictator. He was in business.
But Scoot, look what he already did. Scoot, he already almost took over the government from January 6th. We can't forget that. And I don't know why he has not been, well, because he owns the Supreme Court. That's why this man has infiltrated everything, Scoot. And look, if this guy gets in, we're definitely going downhill as a country. Crime will increase again. I mean, all he's doing now, Scoop, is he's talking about Haitian immigrants eating cats and dogs and people's pets. That's his line now, Scoop. And it's just taking over the media.
Yeah.
You know, and people are still asking, well, who's the greatest threat? We know who he is. And Scoop, for the Christians, it's like choosing between Jesus and Barabbas. And Barabbas, when you read the Bible, you find out Barabbas was an insurrectionist. Not only was he a murderer, he was an insurrectionist. And it's so ironic that now we're almost facing the same two. Someone who will uphold the Constitution and someone who has no respect at all for the Constitution, women's rights, to make their own choices. Trump is making it clear. Even his vice presidential choice, J.D. Vance, I mean, they add nothing to the ticket. But I don't, well, strong. Trump has such a strong base. That's why it's important for everybody else who loves America and this country and the Constitution. It's important for everybody else to get out and vote.
All right, Daryl, I'm glad you had a chance to call the show. If you want to join us with your comment, the Open Door Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. But look, there are people who believe that Kamala Harris is a threat to democracy. They believe that Democrats are a threat to democracy. And the bigger question is why? If you think Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, why? Is it just January the 6th? If you think Kamala Harris is a threat to democracy, why? I mean, this is the big conversation going on now in the two campaigns. And Donald Trump and many Republicans are blaming the Democrats and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden for their political rhetoric. And one of those rhetorical comments is that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. They're saying this is why somebody was in a position to kill Donald Trump Sunday afternoon while he's playing golf. This is why somebody was there doing that, because Democrats have said Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. Do you think that's worthy of that that statement? I mean, is it worthy, saying that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, is it worthy of somebody putting themselves in a position to assassinate Donald Trump? I don't think so. I mean, nobody should assassinate anybody because they politically disagree with them. This is not the way we do things in America. You know, a lot of people complain about us becoming a third world nation, and they are acting in ways that make us look like a third world nation. And the idea that somebody's hiding in the bushes to shoot and kill Donald Trump, that's the mentality of a third world nation. We're not that. We can disagree. We don't have to agree. We've never agreed. This country has never agreed on one leader. Ever. There's always one side for one person and the other side's for the other person. And there's a lot of passion on both sides. The hate, the rhetoric, it has ramped up. It has gotten a lot worse now than it was in the past. But let's get beyond this point of thinking that we've never been divided, because we have been divided. We've never been divided like this. But there's always been two sides. We've never agreed on a leader. So why isn't it okay for us to disagree on a leader now? Why can't we disagree? Well, the truth is we can disagree. And it's interesting that many who don't want to hear the disagreements are the very ones that accept one-sided media when it comes to their side. And, I mean, that's just total hypocrisy. And you should be bigger than hypocrisy. Your support for either candidate should be bigger than the hypocrisy that you display when you only want to accept one side of the media being one-sided. If you want to join us for the comment, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. We got to talk about Sean Diddy Combs. I'm thinking that a lot of people who had plans with Sean this weekend might have to make other plans because he's in jail. I don't know what the latest is, but he's going to show up in court today. He offered a $50 million bail, and they said no effing way. Because you know what? That guy would get on one of his jets and get the hell out of here. He's a flight risk. And they should keep Sean Combs in jail. And it's so sad because the guy looks like such a nice guy, but apparently he is a monster. And if a fraction of the evidence they have against him is true, he needs to be locked up forever. And the lesson needs to be sent out to everybody who thinks that they can beat women and abuse women physically, sexually. The message needs to be out there. We're taking down Sean Combs. We'll take down you next. Ask R. Kelly if it's okay to abuse women. He probably still justifies it, even though his ass is in jail. I hope he's getting a little abused in prison. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Since the big discussion now is about which candidate poses a real threat to democracy in America, and Donald Trump is saying that the reason somebody was in a position to shoot and kill him was because of what Kamala Harris is saying, that he's a threat to democracy in America. Which candidate do you think is a threat to democracy and why? If you want to join us, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. I found something out really interesting about the story about Haitians eating pets. And it's something that really should embarrass anybody who has bought into this fake story. I'm going to share that with you coming up on the show this afternoon. Let's get to a few of your calls. Then Coleman's going to do a couple of your text messages. Let's go to New Orleans. And Jude, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi. Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good.
You know, I know you're talking about democracy and who could be the best candidate for it, man. I just want to say, you know, I'm neither right nor left. I'm a registered independent. I go by policies, morals, and ethics. And I just have to say that I feel like the Biden administration, Joe Biden, their policies and morals are completely against what they stand for in their religion in the Catholic faith. Now, I know we don't mix church and state, right? But these people are claiming, whether you believe in God or not or care about it or not, you have to recognize the hypocrisy going on here.
Specific with me. So you think Donald Trump is better when it comes to religion and morals than Joe Biden? Joe Biden's a Catholic.
This is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying when all of your policies are completely against the Catholic Church, and that's what you claim to follow and believe in, that oxy right there, it's like you have to recognize that. This isn't right or left, blue or red. This is heaven and hell, a battle for souls, man.
Are you Catholic?
I'm not the most faithful follower.
Okay. So if you went to a Catholic church and when you look at the Catholic Church, are there things that you disagree with about the Catholic Church?
They have things that that go on that aren't supposed to.
Right.
Sure.
So what's the difference between you and Joe Biden then?
Well, the thing is when you're a man that can make policies for the masses that affect the masses of people, for the direction that they can take their life, that's what will be considered.
I think that's a total cop out. I mean, you're disagreeing with aspects of the Catholic Church and you're criticizing him for disagreeing with aspects of the Catholic Church. I mean, he's still a man. I realize the point that you're making, that he's in a position of power, but that doesn't make him any more of a sinner than you when it comes to disagreeing with the Catholic Church.
I disagree with when it comes to.
Well, you said you did. Do you have friends who are divorced?
Sure.
Do you think they should be able to have communion?
I mean, if there were, if it was done in the right way, sure. Absolutely.
Okay, okay, so that's totally, that is totally against the Catholic Church.
No, it's not. Not if it was
yes,
an annulment.
No, well, no, okay, but no, okay. There's no annulment. So your friends who are divorced and have not had an annulment, they should not take communion.
This has nothing to do with religion or not. What I'm trying to call out,
Jude, you called Jude, you called up and you called up and you called up and you called up and you made a point about criticizing Joe Biden. And I'm not defending Joe Biden. I'm defending the truth here. You called up and you criticized Joe Biden on a religious basis, and now you're telling me this is not about religion.
It's about the hypocrisy, and that's just one example.
Well, I would suggest that you're a hypocrite, too.
One very big example of someone who claims to be something, but yet all of his policies are completely against what
he claims. Well, there are a lot of people. I'm Catholic.
I'm shouldn't be in office because that means he's an indecisive person.
I'm Catholic.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, you know, you can be very decisive. I'm Catholic. I'm very decisive. I think people who are divorced and remarried, I think they ought to be able to have communion, and I don't think a mortal man should tell them they can't. I don't think mortal men in the Catholic Church should make a lot of decisions that they make. I go to a Catholic church often, but I don't agree with every single thing the Catholic Church represents, and it sounds like you don't either. So if Joe Biden doesn't, that's the same thing. All right, if you want to join us, the Okunar Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1967, appearing on the Ed Sullivan Show, the Doors were asked to change the lyrics of Light My Fire. The lyrics were, "Girl, we couldn't get much higher." Listen, it's coming up here. Listen. Okay, so that was a reference to drugs. And so the producer said, change the lyrics, and Jim Morrison agreed to change the lyrics. They were going to change it to, "Girl, we couldn't get much better." When it came time to sing the song on the Ed Sullivan Show, Jim Morrison sang the original lyrics, "Girl, we couldn't get much higher." Ed Sullivan was PO'd and banned the Doors for the rest of their life. Of course, Jim Morrison only lived two more years. But yeah, he totally defied the censors. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 1994, this was the number one song in the country. Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You. Here's a text that says, Scoot, your caller Jude is wrong. This is the United States of America, not the United Church of America. You know, my point with Jude was, I mean, look, Jude admitted that he doesn't agree with everything that the Catholic Church stands for, but he was critical of Biden because Biden doesn't agree with everything the Catholic Church stands for. I don't see the difference. And listen, he had plenty of time to make his point. Here's a text that says, Scoot, it is obvious that Trump is a threat to democracy. He has stirred up people in Springfield, Ohio, so badly that his Proud Boys want to go in there and harm these people. These people are hard workers, and they are making an honest living. And yeah, they're here legally, and Donald Trump wants to deport them to Venezuela. How do you deport? You want to call me and explain to me how do you deport a legal immigrant? We can talk about that next hour. Haitians eating pets. And it's something that really should embarrass anybody who has bought into this fake story. I'm going to share that with you coming up on the show this afternoon. Let's get to a few of your calls. Then Coleman's going to do a couple of your text messages. Let's go to New Orleans. And Jude, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi. Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good.
Good. You know, I know you're talking about democracy and who could be the best candidate for it, man. I just want to say, you know, I'm neither right nor left. I'm a registered independent. I go by policies, morals, and ethics. And I just have to say that I feel like the Biden administration, Joe Biden, their policies and morals are completely against what they stand for in their religion in the Catholic faith. Now, I know we don't mix church and state, right? But these people are claiming, you have to, whether you believe in God or not or care about it or not, you have to recognize the hypocrisy going on here.
Well, specific with me. And so you think Donald Trump is better when it comes to religion and morals than Joe Biden? Joe Biden's a Catholic.
This is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying when all of your policies are completely against the Catholic Church, and that's what you claim to follow and believe in,
That oxy right there, it's like you have to recognize that. You know, this isn't right or left, blue or red. This is heaven and hell, a battle for souls, man.
Jude, are you Catholic?
I'm not the most faithful follower.
Okay. So if you went to a Catholic church, and when you look at the Catholic church, are there things that you disagree with about the Catholic church?
They have things that, you know, that go on that aren't supposed to, sure.
So what's the difference between you and Joe Biden then?
Well, the thing is when you're a man that can make policies for the masses that affect the masses of people for the direction that they can take their life, that's what will be considered.
I think that's a total cop out. I mean, you're disagreeing with aspects of the Catholic Church, and you're criticizing him for disagreeing with aspects of the Catholic Church. I mean, he's still a man. I realize the point that you're making, that he's in a position of power, but that doesn't make him any more of a sinner than you when it comes to disagreeing with the Catholic Church.
There's nothing I disagree with when it comes to.
Well, you said you did. What about? Do you have friends who are divorced?
Sure.
Do you think they should be able to have communion?
I mean, if it was done in the right way, sure. Absolutely.
Okay. So that is totally against the Catholic Church.
No, it's not. Not if it was
yes,
an annulment.
No. Well, no. Okay, but no. Okay, there's no annulment. So your friends who are divorced and have not had an annulment, they should not take communion.
This has nothing to do with religion or not. What I'm trying to call out,
Jude, you called Jude. You called up and you made a point about criticizing Joe Biden. And I'm not defending Joe Biden. I'm defending the truth here. You called up and you criticized Joe Biden on a religious basis, and now you're telling me this is not about religion.
It's about the hypocrisy, and that's just one example.
Well, I would suggest that you're a hypocrite, too.
One very big example of someone who claims to be something, but yet all of his policies are completely against what
he claims. Well, there are a lot of people. I'm Catholic.
I'm in office because that means he's an indecisive person.
I'm Catholic.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, you know, you can be very decisive. I'm Catholic. I'm very decisive. I think people who are divorced and remarried, I think they ought to be able to have communion, and I don't think a mortal man should tell them they can't. I don't think mortal men in the Catholic Church should make a lot of decisions that they make. I go to a Catholic church often, but I don't agree with every single thing the Catholic Church represents, and it sounds like you don't either. So if Joe Biden doesn't, that's the same thing. All right, if you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1967, appearing on the Ed Sullivan Show, the Doors were asked to change the lyrics of Light My Fire. The lyrics were, "Girl, we couldn't get much higher." Listen, it's coming up here. Listen. Okay, so that was a reference to drugs. And so the producer said, change the lyrics, and Jim Morrison agreed to change the lyrics. They were going to change it to, "Girl, we couldn't get much better." When it came time to sing the song on the Ed Sullivan Show, Jim Morrison sang the original lyrics, "Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Higher." Ed Sullivan was PO'd and banned the Doors for the rest of their life. Of course, Jim Morrison only lived two more years. But yeah, he totally defied the censors. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 1994, this was the number one song in the country. Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You. Here's a text that says, Scoot, your caller Jude is wrong. This is the United States of America, not the United Church of America. You know, my point with Jude was, I mean, look, Jude admitted that he doesn't agree with everything that the Catholic Church stands for, but he was critical of Biden because Biden doesn't agree with everything the Catholic Church stands for. I don't see the difference. And listen, he had plenty of time to make his point. Here's a text that says, Scoot, it is obvious that Trump is a threat to democracy. He has stirred up people in Springfield, Ohio, so badly that his Proud Boys want to go in there and harm these people. These people are hard workers, and they are making an honest living. And they're here legally, and Donald Trump wants to deport them to Venezuela. How do you deport? You want to call me and explain to me how do you deport a legal immigrant? We can talk about that next hour.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.